Welcome to TTM Cast, your sports collectibles podcast, sponsored by sportscardforum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion, and sponsored by thetrovesportsden.com. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros. And sponsored by Diamond Service Grading, fast, accurate, transparent card grading for today's collectors. And now, here's our host, Jeff Baker.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to TTM Cast, your sports collectibles podcast, where we talk TTM, cards, autographs, collecting, and more. It is Season 3, Episode 27 of TTM Cast, your nationally ranked sports card podcast, and my name is Jeff Baker, and I am your host for the program. It is Sunday, July 4th, so happy Independence Day here. Hope everyone's having a great Independence Day weekend. It is kind of rainy here in the Boston area, but we'll muddle through it because it's one of my favorite times of the year. My birthday is on the 7th, so I'm wishing myself a happy birthday. I know that's kind of weak. Just want to let you know, my guest co-host Drew Pelto is off this week for the holidays. We gave Drew the holiday weekend off, so it'll be just me going it alone, and I have a fun show for you. Might be a little abbreviated, but I still have a lot of things to talk about in collecting and TTM and the hobby. And then we have a great interview coming up with Paul Jones. Paul is a collector. He is a member of the Sports Collectors Digest Hall of Fame. He got recently elected. He has over 3 million cards in his collection. We talk collecting with Paul, who's a very special guy, and we have a nice interview with him. Our show next week will be, July 11th, and we have Matt Carlion, who was a AA minor league umpire, and we just kind of talk umpiring and his quest to get into the major leagues, and it's really an interesting interview. And then the following week, we'll have Brandon Brazal. Brandon is the producer of the brand new card TV show called The Card Life. And we talk all about collecting and his brand new show, and that's kind of cool. So we will be hearing from Brandon in a couple weeks. We have all sorts of fun stuff coming up. We have our regular segment. We have Baker's Dozen, which is our news segment. We have Making the Grade. We have You Asked, which is our listener mail segment. We have our Vern Rap Minute, and we review my returns for the week. So if you want to email us, send us a feedback, question, comment, or enter in our contest line, you can text me directly at 978-729-0662. Once again, our text line is 978-729-0662. Or you can email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. So let's get right to the show with Baker's Dozen. Baker's Dozen is a new summary of what's been going on in the hobby, and as always, we have a lot of stuff going on in our hobby. This week, we're kind of reminded that we are a hobby, but we are also our business, and people are making money off the hobby, and companies are starting to change hands, and it's kind of an interesting time for our hobby. But first, the price of TTM is going up on August 28th. The U.S. Postal Service is raising the price of stamps. The price of stamps are going up to 58 cents each. So the price of stamps are going up 3 cents to 58 cents. So get your stamps now. Get them early, because the price of stamps is going up at the end of August. We'll remind everyone in coming weeks. But unfortunately, TTMing is getting more expensive, just like everything else, and the price of stamps is going up. And speaking of stamps, I hope you guys picked up the Yogi Berra stamps. Yogi Berra has brand new postage stamps out. They're first class stamps, and they're really cool looking. They're very nice stamps. I'm going to be using them for some of my TTM requests going out, and I recommend picking them up. I know, some of the post offices have been running out of them, but if you can get them, please use them when you're sending out TTM requests. They're kind of a cool stamp. It's a nice honor for Yogi Berra, who was obviously an icon unto himself, and he got his own postage stamp. So get them while the price of stamps is at 55 cents. And again, stamps are going up on August 28th to 58 cents. A couple other news items that caught my eye. Mia Hamm, who was Mrs. Nomar Garcia-Parra, I think they're still married, her 1992 Sports Illustrated for Kids rookie card that was graded at a PSA 10. It was in the 1992 Sports Illustrated for Kids magazine. It was kind of a perforated card. Three or four cards that were available, and Mia Hamm's card was one of them. Just went for auction for $34,440 for a PSA 10 version of Mia Hamm's rookie card, which is unbelievable to me, because those cards were probably available in every school library in the country, and somehow this card got a PSA 10 and went for $34,400. So records just keep getting broken for high grade cards. So you know, it's great for the hobby, and it's great to see cards increasing in value. I know there's been some downturn lately across the hobby, but the still premium cards are still making cash for somebody. So Mia Hamm 1992 Sports Illustrated for Kids rookie card, $34,440. And another business note, and we'll talk about one other business note when we talk making the grade, but this was really interesting to me. Sports collectible auction pioneer Ken Golden has sold his Golden Auction, which is they're a leader in sports auctions. He sold it to an investment group called Collectors Holding, and it's a group owned by New York Mets owner Steve Cohen, hedge fund billionaire Dan Sondheim, and venture capital investor Nat Turner. One of the core founding companies, in the hobby, has been turned over and sold. Ken Golden, I guess, will have some type of operations stake in the company, but he's sold his company to Collectors Holdings. So, just another company that changed hands. And I was a little surprised at that, but we wish Ken Golden and his group the most success. And that wraps up Baker's Dozen for the week. Next up is Making the Grade.
Making the Grade is brought to you by Diamond Service Grading. Fast, accurate, transparent. Diamond Service Grading takes the mystery out of grading. They proudly have the best encapsulation in the industry, with an amazing inner sleeve that not only protects your collectible investment, but looks great as well. Easy to submit, quick turnaround. DSG Grading is ready to grade your cards today. Visit dsggrading.com to learn more.
Making the Grade is a summary of what's been going on in the grading community, and lots of stuff going on in the grading community as well. Our friends at DSG Grading has extended the $5 coupon code. This code is good for $5 off every one of your cards that get graded by DSG Grading. Go to dsggrading.com to learn more about everything they have to offer. One of the cool things that they do offer is they have a QR code that offers you a grading report. When you scan the QR code on the label, you get the view the details of your grading report that identifies any damages on the front and back of the card. DSG Grading.com. They are an outstanding sponsor of the show, and we recommend you give them a try, and you can get $5 off every card you get graded. This is a TTM Cast exclusive. Write down this coupon code, and when you check out, and they'll give you $5 off every card that you get graded, and the code is the number 4, HMUGTZG. Once again, $5 off from DSG Grading. Go to DSG Grading, which is it's Diamond Service Grading, dsggrading.com. The coupon code is 4HMUGTZG. TZG. Use that at your checkout, and you'll get $5 off every card you get created. TESG is a kind of a fairly new company, but they've been with us for a couple months now. And I recommend, go give them a try. They're a great company. They're not suffering some of the problems that some other grading companies have in terms of not being able to fulfill orders. Give them a try, dsggrading.com. Couple other things in terms of grading. CSG has been bought. Mark Salzberg and Steve Eichenbaum, who are the founder and president, CEO of CSG, have sold a majority stake of their company to a company called Blackstone. They're one of the world's largest investment firms, and they've acquired majority stake in CSG. And as you know, CSG has entered the card grading back in February, but they've been grading comic books and magazines and coins for a long time now. So Blackstone has acquired a majority stake in CSG, a certified collectibles group, so which includes CSG, which has been grading cards, and we wish them good luck. And as I said, there's a changing landscape of our hobby in a lot of instances. We just talked about Golden and now CSG, and there's all sorts of players coming into the market because it's a profitable venture, and it's still a hot market, and people see a lot of opportunities. So I think it's good when new money and new blood comes into our hobby, and I wish them well. And that's going to go right into our U.S. segment. Micah Blunt, who's one of our listeners, and he's been listening for a while. And Micah, we really appreciate the question. Micah presented me a company that I'm not that familiar with. He showed me a slab from a company called Revolution Card Grading. It's Revolution Card Grading. These guys are not a sponsor of the company, but Micah, it's a great listener, and I wanted to follow Micah asked just my thoughts on their slab. So I did a little investigating. The company is called Revolution Card Grading. It's revolutiongrading.com is their website. And they have a kind of a unique label. What they do is they're printing the label right on the slab, which is kind of unique. They are out of Winder, Georgia. They have they charge $35 for a 30-day turnaround. They're experiencing the same problem a lot of other card grading companies have in terms of they're a couple weeks behind now in processing orders, so they're only doing 30-day turnarounds right now for $35 a card. And their labels are kind of cool. They're multicolored. They have all sorts of information on it, and I think the slab looks very professional. I don't know much about the company, but Mike, I would if you want to give them a try and take a look, I would have no problem in it. I looked at what they were grading, and it appears to be that they're grading mostly newer stuff. I didn't see any vintage stuff on their website or in their social media, but they had a lot of new stuff that they were grading, and it looked their label, which is printed right on the slab, is interesting. It has the four grading grades right on the label, and gives an overall grade. Very colorful. Looks like it matches the slab or the card. So I thought it was attractive looking. A little busy in my mind, but overall, I would say it's fine. I guess they're doing. They have 4,500 card minimum per week in terms of how many that they can grade. And right now they're running a couple weeks behind. But guys, if you want to check it out, excuse me, I am fighting a summer cold, so I apologize for that. But if you want to check it out, it's revolutiongrading.com. Micah, give it a try. I mean, it looks pretty. The label looks good. It doesn't look any. It looks just as well of kind of an HGA label, if you ask me. I think it's a very colorful label. And to each his own. I'm not sure if I would grade vintage cards for them through them right now, but certainly any of the newer cards, I would have no problem giving them a try. So, Mike, I hopefully that answers your question, and I really appreciate you your time, and thanks for listening. And now it's time to announce our contest winners. We've got two people that entered and won TTM Cast t-shirts. We've got Kenny Hoggins is getting a large TTM Cast t-shirt, and Robert Parker from New York is getting a double XL TTM Cast t-shirt. So congratulations, guys. Thanks for listening and thanks for entering. And I've got more t-shirts to give away this week. So if you didn't win this week and you want to enter again, or you want to enter, you didn't enter and you still want a chance for a TTM Cast t-shirt, please send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com, or you can text me at 978-729-0662. And I'm giving away two TTM Cast t-shirts this week. Guys, I only have double XL and extra large t-shirts. I've got probably, I don't know, three or four more shirts left. I'm going to give away two more shirts this week. And then, listen, next week I've got some ABA stuff that I'll be giving away. But this week I've got two TTM Cast t-shirts to give away. And remember, I only have double XL and large, so let me know what size you're interested in winning. Send me an email at ttmcast@yahoo.com, or you can text me at 978-729-0662, and you can win one of two TTM Cast t-shirts. Next up is the Vern Rap Minute. Our Vern Rap Minute is dedicated to Mr. Vern Rap, who passed away way before I had sent him a TTM request. And I do this as a tribute to Mr. Rap as a service to our fellow TTMers, and for kind of report on who has passed away in the world of celebrity and sports during the week, so that you don't have the same embarrassment I had of sending a TTM request out to someone who passed. So we lost a couple people this week in the world of sports and celebrity. First, we lost Stuart Damon. Stuart was starred as Dr. Alan Quatermain on General Hospital. He was 84 years old. I used to watch General Hospital as a guilty pleasure when I was in college way back in the Luke and Laura days, and I do remember him from way back then. He was on General Hospital forever, and he played Dr. Alan Quatermain. He passed away. He was 84 years old. We in the world of race car, NASCAR, we lost Jack Ingram. Jack was the Iron Man of NASCAR. He was 84 years old. I know NASCAR guys are great signing TTM, and we're sorry for the loss of Mr. Ingram. In the world of baseball, we lost Scott Reed. You might not recognize the name Scott Reed. He only played for a couple of years. He was a Phillies outfielder from 1969 to 1970. He was actually featured on the 1971 rookie card with Greg Luzinski, and he was a scout for the Tigers for many years. He passed away. He was 74 years old. In the world of football, we lost Eldon Danhauer. Eldon was an AFL guy. We keep losing these AFL guys. Eldon played for the Denver Broncos. He was a tackle from 1960 to 1965. He was featured in all the cards of that era. The Tops featured all the AFL guys. Mr. Danhauer was 85 years old. And lastly, in the world of hockey, we lost Tom Curvers. Tom was a defenseman from 1984 to 1995. He played for a bunch of teams. He played for the Canadiens, the Sabres, the Devils, Toronto, Maple Leafs, and the New York Islanders. He played from 1984 to 85, as I said, and Tom was 58 years old. So that wraps up our Fern Wrap Minute for the week. Our condolences go out to their friends and family, and we are sorry for your loss. Next up is our returns for the week. I should say my returns for the week.
This week's TTM returns are brought to you by Sports Card Forum. Find players' addresses, see who's signing, and more, all for free. SportsCardForum.com, the ultimate in sports card trading and discussion.
So we had a few returns this week, both in the world of hockey, and then I got a couple of paid signings that I got back. So I got this was an old one. This was probably 2 years old. I sent out a TTM request to Rick Nash, who ended his career. I think he had second last year, actually, with the Boston Bruins, and I had a Bruins card of his. So I sent it out to him a couple of years ago, and I just got it back the other day. He signed it very nicely with Black Sharpie with his number, and it was actually cool to get it back. I had forgotten I even sent it. So I'm sure you, like me, and you love to get cards back. Sometimes I send them out, and I forget about them, and this was kind of, when I came through, I saw an old stamp, and I was like, I wonder who this one is. And it was Rick Nash, who played for a year for the Bruins, and it was kind of cool to get that one back. And then today, I got two returns from Hockey Hall of Famer Brad Park, another Bruin. He played for the Bruins and the New York Rangers. I got his 73-74 Topps card he signed for me, and I had a 1981 Opeachy card that I had picked up at a card show, about a month ago, and this one took maybe 3 or 4 weeks, and he signed both of them. He did personalize them. I know he does personalize if you send it through the mail, which is fine with me. So he signed both of them, and they were in blue Sharpie, which is kind of cool. He said to Jeff, and he signed his name, Brad Park. Very nice, big and bold, and very happy to get both of those back. I was a big Brad Park fan in the day. I have a couple of IP Brad Parks that I had gotten, but I was flipping through cards about a month ago when I saw these cards, and I said, I wanted to send it off, and I sent off to him, and I sent off to Busick, and I sent off to Don Cherry, all directly to the Bruins, and I've gotten Busick and Park back. Still waiting on Don Cherry, but it's always cool to get hockey cards back, especially a guy that I'm truly a big fan of. And then I got two paid signings that I got back. I had sent out a Larry Bird photo. It's Larry Bird and Magic Johnson. I had sent it out to Magic Johnson a while ago, and I had him sign it. I paid for that. And then I saw that Larry Bird was having a paid signing, so I sent it off to him to sign. He signed it nice silver Sharpie. Looks beautiful. As soon as I got it, I framed it up and put it on my wall. Very happy to have it. So I have a Larry Bird, Magic Johnson dual signed photo. Just an 8x10. A great looking shot that was taken at the Garden, probably during a playoff game. And it's got the Bird certification sticker on it, and the Beckett certification sticker on it from Magic Johnson. So very happy with that. And then I got an 8x10. It's the 1977 Red Sox All-Stars. All the guys that made the All-Star team. Was a photo that was taken at Fenway Park, and I got Fred Lynn to sign it. So now I have it signed by Bill Campbell, Fred Lynn, Carlton Fisk, Carl Yastrzemski, Jim Rice, and the two guys on the photo are Rick Burleson and George Scott, who have not signed it. Obviously, George Scott has passed away, so I won't be able to get him to sign it, but I do have, I saw that Rick Burleson will be doing a private signing at the end of August, beginning of September, so I'm going to send that off to get signed, and that will be completing that one. I'm very happy to complete that. It's kind of one of my new cherished items. All those guys signed on a beautiful 8x10, and once I get that back from Rick Burleson, I will be putting that up right on my wall. So You know, it's not always sending out TTM. Sometimes I do send out paid stuff as well. And this one was a labor of love. I think three or four of those were TTMs. The other couple of them were paid signings. So I'm thrilled to kind of get that almost finished, and it'll be finished by the end of the summer, which is fantastic. So that kind of wraps up returns for the week. I actually sent out 16 TTM requests yesterday, so I've been slacking a little, and I finally had some time yesterday after work, and I got out 16 TTM requests, a couple Hall of Famers in the group, mostly football this time, a couple baseball guys, but mostly football. So hopefully these, I know most of these guys do sign TTM, and I'm hopefully I'll get these back fairly quickly, and I will report back and let you know how I do on returns. But so that wraps up returns, and we'll have Drew back in next week to talk returns. And I know we've got the holiday week this weekend, so I'm anticipating some of the requests that I have getting some returns kind of mid next week and into the end of next week. And I know I saw Drew has been posting a couple of returns, and we will review those next week. So that wraps up returns for the week. And our final segment for the show is my interview segment. I really love doing interviews, talking to people that are passionate about collecting. And this gentleman has no different. He is a very passionate collector. He has over 3 million cards. That's 3 million cards, guys. His name is Paul Jones. He lives in Idaho, and he is recently got elected to the Sports Collectors Digest Collectors Hall of Fame. He has been featured on MLB.com. He's been featured on Fox Sports. He is a great collector and a very special gentleman. So hopefully you enjoy my interview with Mr. Paul Jones. But first, here's a message from our friends at CSG.
Hey, sports card collectors. Have you heard about CSG, the latest grading service for sports cards? CSG may be new to the ball game, but did you know they're part of the Certified Collectibles Group, which has graded more than 62 million collectibles since 1987? And, by the way, CSG also offers the strongest guarantee in the industry. Want to learn more? Head to csgcards.com. This week's interview is brought to you by the Trove Sports Den. Come and hang out and chat with baseball pros from past and present online. Visit thetrovesportsden.com and join in the fun today.
Joining us on the TTM Cast Hotline from his home in Idaho is newly elected Sports Collectors Digest Collectors Hall of Famer. He is Guinness Book of World Records. He has over 4 million baseball cards and counting. Welcome to the program, Mr. Paul Jones.
Thank you.
Paul, you've earned so many accolades recently. It must have been so nice and flattering to get elected to the Sports Collectors Digest Collectors Hall of Fame. That must have been something.
Yes, it was. It's a true honor and a privilege to be in the Sports Collectors Digest Hall of Fame.
Were you surprised?
Yes, I was very surprised when I got that text message.
So you got a text message. Did they send you a certificate or something to, or a plaque?
They're supposed to send me a package, and I've been waiting about 3 or 4 weeks now, and I haven't received anything.
Oh, well, we're going to have to get on Jeff Owens to get that package out to you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very cool. And then you also hold the Guinness Book of World Records for the largest baseball card collection for a single person. That must have been something as well.
Yes, it is. I have over 3 million baseball cards and counting owned by a person, not a business.
That's very cool. Now, when did you start collecting? Did your dad get you into collecting?
When I was 10 years old, I was born with a learning disability and disorder. I am missing gene 16 from my head. 16, 17, 18 is how you take in information and process it. And there is no pills, no patches, no medications, no nothing to cure it.
So your dad went out and purchased some cards for you to get you interested in baseball?
Yes. We met Raleigh Fingers at Nellis Air Force Base, and he told us about the Las Vegas Stars AAA baseball team at Cashman Field in downtown Las Vegas, who was the AAA affiliate for the San Diego Padres at that time. And he told us that we should go to a game. And my parents took me and they bought me a pack of cards, and they went from one pack to over 3 million.
Do you remember what your first pack, your first card was?
Yes, I remember. It was Tim Flannery.
Tim Flannery from the Padres.
Yep.
And did you get it autographed? I know you're really big into autographs as well.
Yes, I did get it autographed. I met him at the Stars games and at the Boulevard Mall.
That must have been cool. Now, are you nervous when you meet the players, or are you pretty calm and it's just, oh, you've met
him? I'm pretty calm when I meet these guys because they're just like everyone else. They put their pants on one leg at a time, just like you and me.
Was there anyone that made you starstruck that you really wanted to meet? Mike Trout or Ken Griffey Jr.
Yes.
Jose?
I'm actually best friends with Jose Canseco.
That's very cool. He's a very he signs a lot through the mail. He's a very good TTMer.
Mm-hmm, and he's going to be here in Idaho Falls, Idaho, on June the 19th of 2021. Doing an autograph signing at Silver Slugger's Card Shop, actually.
Do you send out requests through the mail, or you just do it in person?
Yes, I go on Facebook and I ask the players, the retired guys, if I could send them their cards to the mail. And if they say yes, I send them to them.
And how many requests do you send out a month?
So far, I've sent out about over 3,000 so far. For the year.
And how many do you get back? Are you getting a lot of them back?
Yes. It sometimes it'll take like a year or two for them to mail back, but I get them back eventually.
Do you have a favorite one that you've gotten through the mail?
Not yet this year, but hopefully sometime soon down the line I will.
So how did the folks at Guinness Book hear about you to get you in the world record book?
I actually had my Guinness event at Hooters Restaurant at Sunset Station out in Henderson, Nevada. Yep. And I had the ex-mayor of Las Vegas at that time, Oscar Goodman, come down, and he was the Guinness Book World Records people's representative. And next thing you know, I was in their book.
That's very cool. Now, I know you have a lot. Obviously, you have a lot of cards, and you have them pretty organized. How do you organize the cards?
I keep them in ABC order in 3,500 count boxes out in my garage in my downstairs apartment, my parents' house. We're building a shed out in the backyard for them.
Do you keep them in year order as well, in terms of, so if you have all the...
Alphabetical order by last name.
Do you have a favorite card manufacturer that you like? Do you like Topps better than Panini or Donruss or Fleer?
Yes, I love Topps, the baseball card company. I like buying series 1 and 2 and the update set every year.
How have you been getting the cards now that Target doesn't sell them and it's hard to get them at Walmart? Do you get them online?
I get them at Walmart. I get them at Fred Meyer's, grocery store, Targets, card shops, from the teams.
Do they put them aside for you, or have you been having problems during the COVID getting cards like the rest
of us? Sometimes I have to order them on their websites, or sometimes I'll just show up during a game day and I'll go into their store and buy them from them.
Do you like getting them in the boxes and opening the packs, or do you just prefer getting, buying a complete set, or do you like collecting the sets?
I like opening the boxes when I buy them, and I bring them home, and I like to open the packs and look at every card.
Do you have any cards that are very special to you for a reason? Not that maybe they're the most valuable cards, but do you have any cards that are special to you for one reason or another?
Yes, my Mark McGwire Huntsville Stars rookie card that I only paid a nickel for at the card show, and it's now worth $250.
Do you sell any of your cards, or you're just purchasing?
No, I do not sell any of my cards at all. I'm a private collector, not a business.
Do you trade with other collectors, or Strictly,
people do send me their card collections if they don't want them anymore, and they're trying to get rid of them.
Do you have any older cards? You know, from the 50s or even
yes, I go all the way back from 1952.
All the way back to 1952. Do you have a mantle or any of the you know, Ted Williams rookie or any of that, those kind of really nice valuable cards?
No, I don't have any Mickey Mantle or Roger Maris rookie cards. I just have their everyday Topps cards or their, you know, Bowman or Fleer.
Do you, I know you visit all the you know, a lot of the stadiums. Have you been to every major league stadium?
No, I have not been to every major league stadium. I've only been to half of them.
Do you have a favorite stadium? Is there a better stadium to get autographs than another?
The best major league stadium to get an autograph from is at the San Francisco Giants Major League Baseball Stadium.
And how about in minor league stadiums? Do you have a favorite minor league stadium?
My favorite minor league stadium is the Portland Sea Dogs Double-A Baseball Stadium because they have the big giant sea dog outside of their stadium.
And how about spring training? I know you've been to spring training a lot of times. Do you have a favorite spring training location?
My favorite spring training location has to be Tempe, Arizona, to the Angels spring training facility.
That's really nice, isn't it? I've been there. It's a very nice place to watch the game. Do you watch the game on the grassy field, or do you usually get seats?
I usually get seats
for free.
For free. Well, that's nice. I'll have to hook up with you to go to a few games.
Yeah. I also go to the Giants spring training facility, the Indians and the Reds.
Have you been to anyone in Florida?
No, I've not been to the spring training facilities down in Florida yet.
Now you have a nickname, right? What do the players call you?
Foulball Paul.
And why is that?
I actually got hit by a ball at Qualcomm Stadium during a Padres-Cubs game. Joe Girardi and Amir Talamaco were throwing to each other in the bullpen before the game, and the ball bounced off the top of Girardi's glove, hit the seat in front of me, hit my seat, and then hit me in the ear.
Are you okay? Did that hurt?
Yeah, I ended up with a mini concussion, but I actually got the ball. They hit me.
Have you gotten any balls hit by any balls, you know, by home runs or foul balls when you've been to the parks before or no?
Yeah, sometimes I'll catch like foul balls. Like if it's like a home run or a foul ball, I'll catch it.
Do you go to many card shows?
Yes, I do. I used to go to the ones out in Las Vegas, California, Massachusetts, but right now with the pandemic that's hit, there hasn't been too many shows for me to go to.
Have you been to the National at all, the National Sports Collectors Convention?
No, I have not, but I heard it's at Angels Major League Stadium every year.
Well, they're going to have a big show at in Chicago at the end of July, and then I think next year it is in Atlantic City, so it's a really very big card show.
I would like to go to the one in Chicago.
It is fun. So do you have, what is your goals for collecting? Do you, you know, how many more, are you going to stop and when you hit 4 million cards?
No, I will never stop collecting baseball cards. I will collect until the day I die.
Your dad's going to have to build two buildings in the back to take care of all those cards.
I want to reach a billion baseball cards owned by a person out of business.
Well, do you have a social media account? Do you go on? Do you have an Instagram or Facebook? Good, Paul.
I actually have a Facebook page under Paul Jones.
Well, why don't you let people know where they can find you? So if they want to send you some cards and help you build your collection, how do they reach out?
They can reach out to me on Facebook under Paul Jones, or they can call me at 702-813-2475 or my other phone number, which is 208 760-0745, and they can reach out to me, and I will contact them back as soon as possible, and I would be more than willing to take their cards from them if they don't want them anymore.
All right, well, Paul, you want to give out your email address? I think it might be safer for email as opposed to your phone number.
My email address is ubeeberryjones@gmail.com.
Okay, great. Is there anything else you want to tell my listeners about yourself so that way they know how they can help, you know, they can help you out?
Yes, I'm going to be getting interviewed by Fox Sports One in August of this year, and you guys can catch that, or please watch my movie, Jack of All Trades. It is a baseball card collector movie.
Well, Paul, thanks so much for being on the show. We're going to really have to check out that movie. We really appreciate your time, and hopefully you had a fun time being on the show. And that wraps up another edition of TTM Cast, your sports collectibles podcast, where we talk TTM, autographs, collecting, cards, and a whole lot more. My name is Jeff Baker, and I have been your host for the program. I want to wish everyone a happy July 4th, and hopefully you guys have a great Independence Day long weekend. I want to thank Mr. Paul Jones for joining us. It was really fun to talk to him about collecting and his recent honor of being inducted into the Sports Collectors Digest Hall of Fame. Our next show will be next Sunday, July 11th. We will have Matt Carlyon. Matt is a double-A minor league umpire, and we talk about his quest to become a major league umpire, and we talk about umpiring, and I think it's a fun talk, so join us next week. We will also have Drew Pelto will be back as co-host, and we will review our returns to the week, and we also, if you want to enter for your chance to win one of two TTM Cast t-shirts, I have double X and large t-shirts still to give away. Please send me your name and the size that you want. Send it to my text line at 978-729-0662 or email me at ttmcast@yahoo.com. Once again, the text line is 978-729-0662, or you can email me to enter to win one of two TTM Cast t-shirts at ttmcast@yahoo.com. I want to apologize. I've been fighting a summer cold, so I'm a little scratchy this week, and I apologize if I coughed once or twice. I don't have the professional cough button like some of these other radio shows or TV shows do, but I appreciate your time, and I want to wish everyone again a happy 4th of July, and as always, wishing you many happy returns. We'll see you next week.